This is Red Eyes Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the Red Eyes Radio program. My name is Henrik Palmgren, and I'm coming to you live from the west coast of Sweden. So I hope I'm coming through okay, and I will try to project so you all guys out there can hear me. I will be your host for this following hour, so there's no turning back now, eh? And I want to thank everyone out there, wherever you are or whenever you are, for tuning in to this BBSRadio.com transmission. As probably a few of you know by now then, this is the debut show of Red Eyes Radio, and I thought that I'm going to dedicate this first show to not only present myself and talk a little bit about my background and how I ended up here doing this radio program. But I'm also going to talk a little bit about my website, which is going to run hand in hand with this radio show. So more on that a little bit later. Now, I'm not all brand new to BBS, though. I did an interview with my good friend Christopher Morris on its superb show here on BBS called Creative Cosmos. This was around Christmas or so, so I've been here once before, so I'm glad to be back. And Chris, of course, has been very instrumental in helping me setting up this show. So if you're listening, Chris, a big thank you to you, and very kind for helping me with this. I'm very excited about this show, and so thank you. And I mentioned previously the website, of course. This show is called Red Eyes Radio, so the name for the site is Red Eyes, of course. And if you're not familiar with it, if you're new to that site, if you haven't been there before, you can pop over there at any time during the show and take a look around, because the site and the kind of information that it's on the site will be fairly closely related to the information that I want to bring you in this show. And the website address is red-ice.net. That is R-E-D and the dash sign I-C-E dot net. So head on over there and take a look and browse through some of the things there. There is a lot of information on that site right now, and we can see if we can manage through some of the interesting articles that I have up there, not maybe during this program, but in the programs ahead. So it can be a good idea to familiarize yourself with some of the basic stuff that is on that site. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And I also want to say that, as you probably have figured out by now, that English, of course, then, is not my primary language, so I hope you all have patience with me as I might stumble and trip over maybe not only a few words here, but also my nerves during these first couple of shows, and it will be a good opportunity to take care of some of the butterflies during these first programs here. So. But as I said, I'm also very excited, of course, to be able to do this show, because it's a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to elaborate further on many of the ideas that you can't always elaborate on in writing. And of course, I also am looking forward to maybe sometimes a few shows down the road, do a few interviews and invite other interesting people on the show. So. But before I do that, I think it's wise to get familiar with a routine of how all this stuff at BBS Radio works. So I don't screw up the interviews, you know, so, okay. And before I go any further and talk about more about myself, there are a few things that I want to highlight first that I think are important to clarify. And this is regarding the big picture, so to speak. As I was preparing for this show and trying to explain my position from what point of view I was coming, I came across the very simple yet extremely important first few sentences on the bloginservice.com mission statement. And right at the very top on that front page there, you'll see the short caption, and it simply reads, "It is becoming obvious to everyone that our planet is in great transition. Blog in Service is dedicated to exposing you to the information and the inspiration which can help you understand." And I think that statement is so important to have in mind. It's simple and it's true, and because it is indeed becoming obvious almost to everyone at this point, in their own little way perhaps, that there is something going on. And this is what it's all about. This is the question, and this is the reason why we are here in the first place. And I believe that it is incredibly important to have this idea in the back of your head, not only when you listen to this show or others here at BBS Radio, but also something to remind yourself of as events of this world unfolds before you, that there is a transition going on, a shift of the ages, as some people refer to it. Others say it's the new age or the age of Aquarius, and some people just refer to it as this 2012 date, and others, of course, even have the end time scenario for it. So you can call it whatever you want, and I think that every one of these concepts are, according to myself, too small to capture the complete implication of what we are dealing with here. And it's a strange concept also to think about the fact that we have a few people here so far, regardless of location on the planet, it seems. And those of you, many of you who are tuning in right now to this show, know what I'm talking about. And we are discussing an awakening and an ongoing process as an obvious fact at this point. Yet there are still many other people, the majority, I guess, who still seems to be totally disconnected from this process or this awakening. And there is a split, it seems, between people, and I think it will be necessary to, just as the statement read there, that it will be necessary to try to, you know, supply the information that is necessary to help us understand and bridge that obvious gap that is coming with these with this awakening process. And I can certainly see that more and more people, as I said, are becoming a part of this process, and myself included, of course. But it's an interesting idea that a few, as I said, it identify themselves with this process, yet others seem unaware of it. So that is the thing that I think that we will probably return to in future programs and try to understand more about it, and try to figure out what really is going on here. And personally, I am of the belief that all things constantly change and is a part of a greater purpose. And even if we can comprehend it or not, it seems to be there. And movement and transition is a part of the, quote, divine plan, unquote, if you will. So that is evidence, at least to me, of a profound purpose, a grand plan, or a bigger picture of things, and we're all part of it, whether we recognize that fact or not. And even though things are in motion and constantly change, I think that there's evidence that suggests that there are certain times through history that are being described in the myths of our ancestors, for example, that talk about more cataclysmic or climatic periods of time where the changes that are taking place are almost overwhelming. And this, of course, can be related to earth changes or, of course, the flood myth or other cataclysms, but it could also mean a scientific development or technological. And sometimes it's avatars or teachers that are coming down and bringing in new concepts and ideas to what sometimes seems as a cultural stagnation almost. So it's it seems that these kinds of shifts come with a regular pulse, if you will, and there is at this time endless study into when these cycles come and these precessional cycles and when things are about to change and even how they're about to change. And I think that this issue of 2012 is part of this, of course. And it could be the fact that many of us right now are feeling that this change is ongoing, this process is happening right before our eyes, and it's increasing. So it can be very important that down the line here, it's more and more people are hopefully becoming aware of this process to supply the kind of information that can help us understand this instead of just being afraid of it. Or, even things in our own lives maybe can be affected by this on an emotional level or even a pretty hard physical 3D kind of level, but they might affect us nonetheless, and this could be due to the fact that there are external changes which trigger of course also even internal changes. And if we can understand that we are a part of this process, maybe we aren't so afraid of these changes anymore, and we can learn to go with them instead of trying to work against them. And this is, again, I'm coming back to this particular time then for some reason. It feels like such a time at this point then when more things are happening in less and less time, and a real breakthrough, so to speak, seems to be very close. There are so many different things that are converging at this point, and a critical mass or even a singularity at this point no longer seems so far off. And this could be about spiritual realizations or, as I mentioned earlier, technological issues such as, you know, artificial intelligence and this study into transhumanism and on how to evolve man with machines, this being good or bad, whatever you consider to be, in many aspects it is real and it is happening, and we need to understand what this eventually will mean and how this will change at least a few of us, those who will implement these kind of technologies will obviously have a profound, at least in some sense then, maybe, an advantage in certain areas over the so-called regular man, those of us who haven't decided to become a cyborg quite yet. But as I said, this nonetheless could have profound effects on our entire civilization. So it's important to track these things, you know, and understand them. You can even take the issue of nanotechnology and apply it to the same principle, that if nanotechnology develops beyond the point where it either reproduces itself, which is of course the classic nightmare scenario, but it could also be the fact that you could create incredibly small robots, and this could have incredible potential for the medical industry, of course, and how to heal things in your body if you have broken your bones or any other disease you might have. And these tiny little robots, you know, can go into the body and clean up and all kinds of things. And it could also mean that they can even, this is a scary thought, but they could even, you know, rearrange the DNA, rearrange the structure of things within your body. So, of course, the possibility that these things could be used as weapons, is, we got to recognize that fact too, because as it seems, all the things that we have developed, them being good or bad, have always on some level, I think, developed into a weapon of some kind, and like the biological weapons and the genetic type manipulation things that can be put into our food supply, and there are a number of worries, you know, but it's all about being aware, I think, and not being afraid because of it. So I don't know, I think that we are here anyway to find out, and I hope that I can do at least some part in this process to help to contribute some of the information here with this with my site Red Eyes and this radio broadcast, and bring forth you know new discoveries and things that can help awake us from this amnesia, it seems, because it is a renaissance, I think, that is ongoing. It is a second renaissance, so to speak, and as the word implies, it is about rebirth and rediscovery, I think. And it is almost like we have been in this cultural amnesia, where we have woken up to at least some things that is ongoing behind the scenes, so to speak. And it is important for us to be aware of these things. So again, I want to mirror the statement I read earlier, that it is about exposing you to the information which can help you understand, and that is precisely the mission, as I said, that I have for this program and the site. So to continue the discussion, I think that this service in itself, the bloggingservice.com, is in itself a sign of the time, so to speak. Even Rupert Murdoch, you know, the media baron, who owns, among other things, Fox News and the UK paper The Sun and Sky Television. You probably know I'm talking about the outfoxed dude, you know. Anyway, he stated last week in an article that the mainstream media giants will crumble unless they evolve with the changes that the internet and the blogging industry, for the lack of a better term, is bringing about now. And just, you know, okay, just because he said it doesn't make it true, but it is nonetheless, he has spotted this trend, and I think that his observation is correct. And from his part, I think that it is a sign of distress that things are evolving and changing beyond their control now, and we are taking back the power, so to speak, and we are communicating across the board here, the entire planet, at least everyone who at this point have internet access, and it's a wonderful thing to see this thing play out before our eyes now, because it really is like the neural pathways in a big giant brain that it is connecting across, and we are coming aware again. The global brain is coming aware, and the collective unconscious, or the collective conscious maybe then, is discovering itself again and coming awake. So I think it's fantastic to hear him do a statement like that. So it's a sign that there are things going on also. So before I go any further, I want to thank the founders and all of those who are working with Blogging Service and bbsradio.com, Douglas and Donald Newsom, and all the other ones who I can't mention at this point because I don't know them all yet. So anyhow, you know who we are because you're working with it. So I want to thank everyone for your initiative and your ingenuity of creating a platform such as this one. So a huge thank you goes out to everyone who's making this a possibility, and This gives not only myself a fantastic opportunity to be able to elaborate further on ideas and express my opinions about these kind of things, but a lot of other people too. And it is very important at this particular time, I think, to do these things, because as a reaction to all this, I think that the mainstream media really is becoming more and more narrow in its point of view. And I mean, it's incredible when one gets the proper perspective on things. And I know that many of the things that are being discussed on BBSRadio.com, I mean, the mainstream media wouldn't even touch it with a 10-foot pole, you know. So it's fantastic to have this opportunity, and it's wonderful to discover that there are people out there who care and who are excited about reality. And I want to thank everyone also tuning in today, or maybe sometime in the future through the archives or something, you know, because this is about all of us, I think, and this concerns everyone. And we need more people who are excited about what's really going on this planet. And I hope, if you don't feel the kind of urgency that I do at this point, that this radio program and others here on BBS Radio also will help you to understand why I make this statement here, because I think it's important. We need more people who are interested in this stuff, because this is not about this is not an ego trip. This is not a personal trip. You know, it involves everyone. So, and as I said there, I think that the current mainstream media fear climate, as I said, is a reaction to all this that is going on, and this kind of service that BBS also provides, and many other sources too, of course, but it's some kind of evidence, again, then, that the media is also being used as a control mechanism instead of just an information or reporting tool, because we have this explosion of knowledge and hence opinion on the internet, and the response, at least so far, from the majority of the mainstream media seems to be just more lies and more propaganda and more incredibly narrow viewpoints, and they just continue to roll out the garbage and hammer it in, you know. And in some cases, unfortunately, it seems to work pretty good, and I think that is what we are trying to change right here and right now. So my point, in a way, is that these expressions or reactions, of course, are closely related to this time that is going on now, and you can discover it in a number of topics, media and the reporting climate, and the news in itself, of course, is a reflection of this. And I believe that from these and similar sources, much of the solution-oriented information will come. I think that instead of the fear-based news, you know, this is it is important to supply not just the reporting and say what has happened, but by also in some sense why things happen. We need to start answering at least some of the questions out there, and not just regurgitate the official party line and listen to all the reporting going on. We need to have opinion, and we need to have analysis of events, so we can understand better what they are a reflection of. So that is why I urge everyone to support and spread the great news about BBSRadio.com, because it is a great source, and I myself have not yet been able to tune into every show that is featured on BBS Radio, but just by going to the front page and look at some of the hosts and some of the guests that are lined up there, you'll see that it's a wonderful diversity of people supplying us with exciting information, and as I said earlier, of course, one of those people is my very good friend Christopher Morse over at creativecosmos.org. And Chris, of course, has his own, as I said earlier, as probably many of you know listening now, has his own show here on BBS called Creative Cosmos. And Chris, of course, has helped me very much in suggesting me and helping me in setting up this show. So thank you very much, Chris, again for helping me out here and for suggesting me. So I mean, Chris, it's one of my favorite writers that I've found come across on the internet, I guess during this last year or even more now. He has superb articles, and his information is brilliant. It is beyond many of the other stuff that I read on a regular basis on the internet. So I urge everyone also to check out Christopher's site, creativecosmos.org. And also then tune into his radio show, Creative Cosmos, on Mondays here on BBS Radio. So check it out. It's awesome stuff, all of that. So we're soon here coming up on the bottom of the hour, so I thought that it would be appropriate to begin to discuss later on here a little bit more about myself, as I promised before. Because there is, I think, everyone tuning in, either live here now or in the future, who intend to follow the show, could be important for you to know who you're listening to. So I have a few things to bring up about myself and the changes that I have been through, and maybe why I consider them to be happening, you know, because There are a lot of things that I've been going through in this last couple of years here that is closely related to all of the stuff that I'm talking about now, of course, and all this is as much of a process for me as it is for, I guess, many people right now. One of the things that I've been able to do then is to set up my site, Red Eyes, and I've been working with it and almost through it as a source of dealing with certain kind of information to come to some better understanding about them, and it's been like a research tool, you know, where I can gather interesting topics about a myriad of things and analyze it in my own way. I don't at this time do particularly much writing, but I surely notice that when I gather the news and of course comment on it a bit, it's processing it in my own way, and hopefully a few of you out there who come to the site now and then feel also that it is a good source, because as I said, this is not about my own ego trip here, because I've come to discover that it's about everyone who has to go through this process. So a way into this subject of myself again then, of course, is through the website, and of course through some of the artwork that I've been doing for the site, and I have a little music project called Leak that is also feature on the site. If you go to again then the Red Eyes website, which is red-ice.net, and look on the right hand side, you'll see a leak little button there. You can click that's spelled L-E-E-Q. And there you get some music and you get some artwork, and because the site, as I haven't mentioned, the site started originally as an art project together with a good friend of mine, and way back in 2003, I guess. And so it still carries some of that information there, or that artwork rather. So you can check that out if you want. So anyway, we're approaching the bottom of the hour here, and I think that it would be appropriate to play one of my songs then. This is, as I said, from a project called Leek, L-E-E-Q. And the song we're going to play is quite old, but still works, and related to this topic, I think that it can work pretty good. And I'll explain some more about it afterwards. We'll listen to this song, and it is called The Rosetta Stone. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Red Ice Radio, and this is your host speaking, Henrik Palmgren. And we had a bit of a blackout there, a few bugs in the control room, a few technical issues. We apologize for that, but everything's up and running, and you just heard my one of my own music pieces there called The Rosetta Stone. And it is by a music project that I called Leek, which is spelled L-E-E-Q. And as I said earlier during before the break there, I think that my music project is a great way into the subject of who I am, so to speak, because I've been playing music for a long time now, and it's been with me for, what is it, 16 years, I guess, or more. And I always loved to play music and being artistic in other ways too, of course. So you can just pop on over to Red Ice site, which is, again, then, red-ice.net, and take a look at some of the stuff over there, and on the right-hand side you have a little button called Leek, L-E-E-Q, so just click there, and on that site you'll be able to download a few songs and check out some of the artwork that I do, so take a look at that. Anyway, it's always too difficult to talk about yourself, and there's never a good place to start, so I might as well start by saying that I'm 26 years old. I'm born in mid-July, and as I said earlier, I'm living on the west coast of Sweden, up in Scandinavia, and in a small town called Kungälv, which basically means the king's river. As you know, I do the Red Ice website. I'm the editor and webmaster there. So far, it's a one-man project, and I try to present much of the information there in a kind of graphic content, because I'm very interested in graphics and layout and design also. So it's very fun to do the site, and it's going to be great to get involved with much of the stuff that is up there with this radio broadcast, so we can expand further on many of the ideas and the the things that I am interested in. So the direction that the site is headed for this particular time is regarding it's about many subjects, but the main focus at this point, at least, is mostly on conspiracies, which is a loaded word, but nonetheless, it is a reality, so it needs to be discussed and talked about and better understood, of course. And I also try to highlight some mythology, some symbolism. I'm very interested in symbolism and how it's being used, both in the media and, you know, corporate logos and much of that stuff. I'm very interested in history also, religion, which is both of them are closely tied, and somewhere between all of these subjects, there is there are blurred edges, you know. So mythology closely relates to history and religion if you go back further in time, you know. So they kind of all stick together, these things, and our history is jam packed with conspiracies. So that is not something that is, there isn't any speculation at this point about if conspiracies is a reality or not. It's regarding the fact that if they are theories or not, or facts or not. Anyway, I also try to highlight some information on occultism, secret societies, and Freemasonry. I love that stuff. Not in the sense that I want to bash it or talk bad about it, but I just want to understand it, and I'm fascinated by the concept of enclosing information within a small group that you have to, you know, you have to move up in a hierarchical order to be able to access that information. The structure and the way that the outline of Freemasonry and many other secret societies is fascinating, and I think it's time that we understood what it's all about, that thing, and this, because this also closely relates to in some sense religion and of course Gnosticism and further different outshoots of not just Christianity but other religions too, and it also goes close hand in hand with the occultism and alchemy and you know, theurgy, the science of becoming closer to God or even becoming God, and these are also some of the subjects that I want to talk about and like to highlight on the site. Of course, another known secret society is of course the Illuminati, and it's great stuff to research on that, because it is a mess, but it's fascinating stuff to when you begin to dive into all this stuff and see how you can see the hidden hand of these secret societies through history, working through different orders and different political structures to get their way, I guess. So it's fascinating stuff. Anyway, I'm also very interested in science and technology, and as I said earlier, I really want to highlight the new kind of information that is coming out and the new breakthroughs, because all these things I think are important to understand when they are being implemented on us, so to speak. There are so many fascinating things, and this ties in with you know, transhumanism and the ability to have you know, these crazy ideas about super soldiers, and if you involve nanotechnology, as I also mentioned earlier, you can have you know, people jumping over buildings, and you know, that is where all this stuff also connects with mythology in some sense. So all of these things tie together in a strange kind of way, because you have this strange kind of myths about, you know, the classical Egyptian chimeras and half animal, half man kind of creatures, you know. And with some of this new science and some of this new technology, these things are actually being worked up today as we speak. You know, they're crossing pigs with humans and all kinds of awful stuff, and it's not a pretty picture, but we need to take a look at it. We need to understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, and you get these strange kind of, you know, the scenarios of the beast man, you know, walking the earth again, and we have a bunch of crazy people who are, you know, in the labs working on these things, and I'm not certainly not all about bashing these things, because there can be, as all things, good or bad in them, and it can come medical research out of this, which consequently is good. Now, when regarding the issue of health and so forth, I believe that we don't need to be involved in genetic manipulation in order to stay well, so to speak. We just need to take care of our bodies. We have the blueprint for a healthy body right there when we're born, so we just need to take care of it. But nonetheless, there are those who are less fortunate and who have been involved in accidents and subjected to diseases and so forth, which can take advantage of this kind of technology. So these are a few of the topics I like to touch upon when I update my site. And also, of course, we have the issue of energy and the concepts of free energy and tapping the void and zero point, and because energy is also a subject that is closely tied to control, because if you can control the energy supply to a population or to a country, you have immense control over them. But if we all of a sudden could have devices, you know, that tapped into the zero-point quantum field in our own home, a little device, you know, you could just plug in your stereo, your washing machines, your computer to those kinds of things. We have a scenario where no one can put a counter on it, and no one can say how much of it we can use and how much money you have to pay for it. So imagine the instantaneous freedom that would be derived from a possibility of such a device. So energy use is always fascinating to I try to keep an eye on that and take a look at the new discoveries in that field also. Of course, we have space news and stuff that is going on up there, you know, what NASA and all the rest of the guys are up to, building shuttles and setting up bases, you know, on other planets, and planetary discoveries, new kind of realizations about the universe and the age and the concept of gravity, and it involves everything we know as basic physical laws today. And space news has always been fascinating to me, because all of the things also connect with this science and the ability to, you know, for a few of us then to to leave the planet, or a classical movie type scenario, but that also is a true fact. And why all of these guys, you know, Richard Branson, who owns Virgin, is very into he's building his own space port down in, of course, symbolically enough, down in Roswell, New Mexico, Space One or something, I think it's called. And so all that kind of stuff is fascinating to follow. And of course, we have also the concept of Earth changes, which is vital at this time, because so many of the myths that we have, a few at least, we have gone through today, is involved and describes Earth changing events and the possibility of these kinds of events returning to us again at this end of this age, so to speak, is probably very high. And I think that we already can see some kind of changes in the Earth and in the amount of earthquakes going on, volcanoes erupting. And of course, this also ties back to space news, because of course, as maybe many of you know, the sun is closely related to things that are happening to our Earth, because the sun is nonetheless 99.9 8% of our solar system. So it, when the sun changes, we change. It's as simple as that. So I try. I even have a small GIF image on my site on the left-hand side, where you could track the sun, what is happening, you know, on there, the geomagnetic field, and when new sunspots pop up, and how that affects Earth also, of course. So that is also one concept of the site, and one issue that I try to follow. And of course, the issues earlier that I was talking about with conspiracies and history and secret society is also closely is related to the economical system and the banking, of course. And those are also the kinds of things that are important to follow. I try to highlight at least some basic news about the kind of debt-based economy that many countries around the world have today, and certainly the United States has. And the issue of the fractional reserve banking is fascinating, and this also comes into the subject of false value system and what it does with our economy. And because ultimately economy is not a boring issue, but the kind of economy news you get on the daily stock market updates, you know, that it's just a symptom. It's not the it's never the cause, never the it doesn't give us a hint at what is really going on. We're just looking at the effects of changes that are taking place behind the scenes. So in that sense, I like to follow economy and banking from the other side of the curtain, so to speak. And another topic, of course, is archaeology and astrology. This is fascinating. It has to do with our history, both by archaeological terms, digging in the ground, digging up the past, taking a look at all the things that have previously been going on the planet, and new discoveries, new findings. And I especially like the kind of archaeological finds that Michael Cremo and such researchers do, you know. Written an excellent book called Hidden Forbidden Archaeology, I think, and because it's about all these artifacts that are completely out of place, out of time, and it seems like we have a scenario where we have this Indiana Jones type giant warehouse, you know, behind the Smithsonian, where all these kinds of stuff goes that are intriguing and very interesting to look at. So archaeology is a fascinating subject, and as I said, astrology, looking at the stars and following the patterns. I'm not so extremely involved in it. I'm not so knowledgeable about the subject, but I can appreciate it's important indeed, and I think it's fascinating to when you get into when you combine, you know, astrology and theurgy, the topics of taking down as it is on heaven, so it shall be on earth. You know, the concepts of why there are people out there laying the foundations of cities according to astrological alignments, and this also, of course, connects with such work as Graham Hancock has outlined in a few of his books. That is about old monuments and that they are aligned to astrological lines, and certain processional numbers are involved, and this also ties into the fact then that there could be a few in the know, so to speak, within these secret societies, and certainly Freemasonry, because after all they are Masons, they are those who construct the buildings and the cities and the street plans. And it's fascinating to discover that, you know, you have Washington D.C. and Paris, and certainly a number of other places that are outlined according to not only astrological alignments, but also ley lines in the earth, and energetical pathways that cross through the planet, and So it's a fascinating subject, all of these things. So anyway, of course, I also like to talk about spirituality and you know, try to evolve into this. I try to evolve the site into a more. I try to find the most interesting information regarding spirituality, because there too it's a big topic, and there is a lot of stuff on the internet, and it's a lot of information out there, and some days the mind almost explodes because there's so much, and there's so much to learn and so much interesting stuff to read about. So as I mentioned earlier, one of the sources right now I appreciate very much for okay, stretches it's beyond spirituality, but among other things are Christopher's work. His writings are in the so to speak spiritual arena, and it's excellent writing, I think, because it is not the head in the ground type of spirituality, which can be in some cases the fact within the so-called New Age movement, because that's also why I try to highlight.
Henrik, you have 30 seconds left.
All right, okay. I'll try to finish up here. I'm getting a bit late here. Okay, that was a little bit about my site, briefly anyway. As always, I'm glad that I didn't have time to finish up this first program. So we'll continue here on the next week, and I hope that everyone can follow me along. This has been a great first program, and thank you for sticking out with me and all my rantings here. So with that, thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio, and this has been Red Ice Radio with your host, Henrik Pungen. Until next time, take care.
We had to put ourselves together. have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.